Seeing is believing, so they say. What they mean is that you can believe what you see for yourself, whereas you can't always trust what others tell you. After all, if you can't trust your own eyes, what can you trust? But our eyes do deceive us from time to time. All of us are now and then fooled into seeing one thing when something else is actually present. Just how we see that something else is quite a mystery. But psychologists have shown that the human factor plays a large role. One thing that affects our vision is motivation. Several studies have shown that hunger, for instance, affects perception. In one study, researchers showed sailors some ambiguous figures and asked them what they saw. Sailors who hadn't had anything to eat for many hours saw with their stomachs. To them, a long ink blot was a fork, a circle, a fried onion. This intelligence will come as no surprise to dieters who are used to mistaking a rose vase for a strawberry soda and live in a world filled with objects that momentarily disguise themselves as ice cream sundaes and chocolate bars. Another kind of hunger also makes us see what isn't there. 20 times a day, wrote a famous psychologist, the lover, walking through the streets, only thinking of his love, will believe he perceives his idol's bonnet before him. The fact that lovers see differently from the rest of us is also illustrated by the expression, love is blind. No doctor can correct this illness, but marriage sometimes effects a cure. Past learning also affects our vision. For instance, the chances are good that you did not notice the printer's error in the previous sentences. People regularly see words spelled correctly when in fact they are not. This is merely one example of the principle that what we know affects what we see. A principle that gives new meaning to the expression "seeing is believing." It's surprising how much influence our beliefs have on what we see. In another famous experiment, Brunner and Leo Postman flashed pictures of playing cards on a screen for brief periods. Some of the cards were ordinary, but some had the wrong colors, such as a black instead of a red six hearts. Oddly enough, the unusual cards didn't trouble the students. To them, the black six of hearts was either a perfectly ordinary black six of spades or an equally ordinary red six of hearts. When the students got to see the cards a bit longer, they saw a kind of compromise. A red three of spades became purple. These experiments are interesting, but the real importance of understanding the psychological factors in perception lies in the way we misjudge phenomena and fail to recognize reality because we believe so much in what we seem to see.